Good day, my dear students. I would like to welcome you all in our class. So ito po ay ang Religious Education 1, or ang course title po nito ay Salvation History. Okay? So I had written our first module and I hope you were able to receive it yesterday. It is all about the introduction to sacred scriptures. Maybe you are asking, why do we need to have an introduction to sacred scriptures? Eh, ang subject naman natin ay salvation history, hindi ba? Well, we need to have an overview about the Bible because, first and foremost, our salvation is written in the Bible. The hows and whys we are saved, it is there. Our salvation is very evident from the creation story in the book of Genesis, up until the end of times in the book of Revelation. Of course, I have to tell you, my dear students, that it is impossible to tackle every single story in the whole Bible. But in this subject, we will focus more on the stories written in the Old Testament. Bakit? Because it prepares the people of Israel for the coming of the Messiah, our Savior. No other than Jesus Christ himself. Okay? So we will see the plan of God in saving humanity and to bring them to eternal life. So there are Bible scholars who divided the salvation history into 8 major periods. Isa-isahin po natin. First, ito po yung tinatawag nilang primeval history. Second is the patriarchs. Third, the Egypt and the Exodus. Fourth is the settling in the Promised Land. Fifth, the kingdoms of Judah in Israel. Sixth is the exile and return. Seventh, life of Jesus. And eighth is the early Christian church. Don't worry, lahat po ito ay mapag-uusapan natin every day except for the last 2. Okay? Why? Because due to the limited sessions that we have, I just decided to focus on what is written in the Old Testament. So, yun nga, I need to remove the last 2 periods. Yung life ni Jesus and the early Christian church. Since in the next semester po, your subject will be Christology, that is focused on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And next year, first semester, your subject naman will be Ecclesiology, that is focused about the church. So I decided to remove the 2 and focused on the first 6. Okay? So I was given 7 days to teach you about salvation history. And today is the first day. Today is an introduction, as I mentioned a while ago, to sacred scriptures and salvation. And the next 6 days will be the major divisions of salvation history in the Bible. The one that I mentioned a while ago. The good thing about this kind of learning module is that it's like me telling you a story, and storytelling tayo. I will try my best not to sound like a robot, but a good storyteller. Okay? Because salvation history is a divine story that needs to be told, sana it would tackle your imagination. And sana din, it will touch your heart. Ano? Sana makita natin kung paano naghirap ang mga Israelites and paano minahal at sinamba ng mga Israelita ang Diyos rather. So I really hope this subject excites you. I really do hope. Because salvation history is a love story. Sino bang hindi may gusto makarinig ng love story, hindi ba? Who would not want to hear a love story, right? My dear students, this is an indescribable story of God's love for us. So I really hope and I pray that you will not get bored in this subject. I really do hope that this subject excites you now. Okay? So, in order to pass, or in order for you to pass this subject, I will require you to submit reflection papers based on each activity. Okay? Every day, meron po kayong activity. I will require you to listen to this podcast channel at your own chosen time. Okay? Bahala po kayo kung anong oras kayo, kung anong oras ninyo gustong makinig. Pero kailangan makikinig kayo within the day. I will send the link to you every 8 in the morning together with a PowerPoint file. Okay? So that means you will have to listen to my discussion along with the PowerPoint file that I've sent. Okay? And if you wish, you can listen to my discussion over and over again. Kung hindi ninyo maintindihan, pwede niyong ulit-ulitin. And that is the good thing about podcast. You can play, you can pause, you can play it again in your own chosen time. Okay? And right after listening, I highly suggest that you do the assigned activities for that day so that it will not pile up. Okay? Para hindi kayo matambakan ng gawain. Kasi po, as I've said, every day, every topic, mayroon pong corresponding activities. Okay? Because the deadline for all of the activities will be the following week. Okay? So, you need to compile your reflections or activities in a brown envelope and you will submit that in school the following week. So, paano po yung submission natin? I will put a box in the office of Ma'am Ruby, our dean, at doon nyo po ilalagay ang mga envelopes ninyo. So, by the way, please seal off your envelopes, okay? Kailangan selyado. And of course, do not forget to write your name, your course, and your block. Otherwise, I will not be able to record your grades. Sayang naman yung pinaghirapan ninyo, ano? So, are we clear on that? By the way, please follow the instructions carefully, okay? Yun po mga activities ninyo nakalagay naman sa dulong bahagi ng mga PowerPoint files na ipapadala ko sa inyo. Okay? So for now, focus on the module that you have. I really hope that you were able to print it and you are holding it right now. Please read it carefully, my dear students. Participate in every activity. Follow the instructions properly. And oh, by the way, don't forget to pray first, okay? So if you have any questions, you may ask me on our group chat, okay? O kaya naman, kung medyo personal, you can just send me a PM, okay? Alright? Okay. All the best, my dear students. You may begin now. God bless you all.